It's Terry for Breakfast, Albany 783 Triple M on Friday evening down at the Albany Entertainment Centre. We had the Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry Business Awards, Business Excellence Awards for 2017, and having a chat now with the CEO of ACCI, Russ Clark. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
How was the night?
That was a big night. Yeah, it was a fantastic evening and some really worthy winners this year, as there always is, but really exciting. There's a lot of new faces there this year, which was really good. And I think now we've got a number of our businesses will go on to the WA Regional Small Business Awards. So they've got a week to tidy up their submissions and maybe make some slight improvements to them. And hopefully they'll take out a title like the Temple Boutique Spa did last year for us in the Startup Business Award.
We've got a huge honour board for 2017, haven't we?
Yes, yes. Look, our micro business was won by Artisan Brewing. The business with 5 to 10 was won by the Temple Boutique Spa. And the 11 to 20 category was Boston Brewing Company. And startup business went to Ponati Aboriginal Tours. And they also won the Aboriginal business. And the home-based business winner went to Colette's Curtains and Blinds. So all of those guys are now eligible to go into the state awards. But we also had some other winners on the night as well.
Excellent. And we've mentioned this a couple of times in the past. When you enter for the Business Excellence Awards, it's a good opportunity to put the microscope over your business and work out what's going well, work out what could be worked on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a chance for everyone to review their business. And what we did differently this year, Terry, was that we introduced on-site visit from our judges. So they actually went out and interviewed all our contestants this year and got another further insight into their business. And what it established for us is that some people are great business people. They're not so good at writing submissions. And it just helped us look deeper into their businesses and those things as well. And from that, the judges now are able to provide some feedback to them to improve their submissions going forward into the state awards. So we'll continue with that trend. It also established a couple of special recognition awards, and next year we'll have an open business category because this year Busy Blue Bus really showed us that we need that category in there because it's not just about small business, it's business awards. So we need to open up, have an open category that anyone can go into, whether they're a mum and dad operator or whether they've got 30 or 40 staff. So the open business category will be a new category going into 2018.
It's been a big couple of months. I'm imagining that you'd be taking a little bit easier now.
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it. Special mentions, Terry, to our Young Business Person of the Year and Calissa Lane from the Temple Boutique and Spa. And our Business Person of the Year was Glenn Daniel from Boston Brewing Company. Congratulations to both of those two. Fabulous entrants and fabulous winners. Boston Brewing Company took it out overall. We had a real Denmark flavour in the awards this year, which was fantastic. And thanks to Liz Jack and her team helping them get in there. And yes, mate, I'm looking forward to a couple of weeks off flying to the Gold Coast on Sunday to go and watch a bit of cricket with the young bloke. So that should be a bit of fun.
Russ Clark, Albany Chamber of Commerce and Industry, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.